For those of us who never knew the Prince William Sound before the oil spill, the devastation seems great, but not so great as for those who knew it and loved it. Mary Beth Holliman is one of those people. The oil spill made her think of two naturalists who have written of places they have loved and lost.
They say the Hetch Hetchy Dam broke John Muir's heart. He fought long and hard to save the other Yosemite, but he lost, and they flooded a valley we can now only know through his words. Edward Abbey, defender of the American Southwest, wrote about his final raft trip through the Glen Canyon. Though he too fought long and hard, they built a dam, and now Lake Powell covers the canyon, a lake that will fill with sediment and become useless in less than 100 years. This past week, we experienced a flooding of a different kind. Oil is covering Prince William Sound, coating rocky shores, sandy beaches, icebergs, sea otters, fish, birds, seals. Now I know what Muir and Abbey felt, for this is the first, and I pray to God the last time, I know both the privilege of experiencing pristine wilderness and the horror of seeing it devastated. Changed, if not forever, then perhaps for my lifetime. I have seen many places that have been polluted and plundered by man's actions. Chesapeake Bay, the entire Atlantic coast, Louisiana swamps, Florida Everglades, Black Hills, prairies. I grew up walking on beaches where black, slimy oil was a common, though always disheartening, encounter. Seeing one porpoise, one small school of fish, was a major event to savor for years until the next sighting. I've traveled this country, and until I saw Prince William Sound, I found myself repeating, "Wish I'd seen this before it was mined, burned, dammed, drained, clear-cut, sprayed, plowed, polluted." But unlike Muir and Abbey, I couldn't fight the flooding of the Sound. We had to trust Exxon, Alyeska, all those officials, to keep their word, to keep this from happening. We were armed with nothing, it turns out, but a contingency plan full of empty promises. Last summer, my husband and I spent a day in one of the Sound's fjords. We watched a pod of sea otters, many with young pups still clinging to their bellies, frolic in a field of ice. We followed two orcas as they fed. We witnessed a flock of angry terns chase an eagle away from a tern chick paddling helplessly in the water. Harbor seals spied on us, thrusting heads up to get a better look, then disappearing if we looked at them face to face. We walked on rocky shores covered with a medley of seaweed, mussels, barnacles, snails, all in one magical day. Oil is covering Prince William Sound. I fear my heart is breaking.
Mary Beth Holliman is a commentator for Alaska Public Radio.